Hi, this is Brad Easterling, IPM agent down here in St. Lawrence with another audio update. Things haven't changed over here dramatically in the last couple of weeks, unfortunately. Temperatures are moderating just a little bit, but we're expecting a few more hot days coming up ahead. Fortunately, the morning temperatures have kind of cooled a little bit, which is helping us, you know, at least recover a little bit overnight. You know, we're seeing some low to mid 60s in the morning, so that's helping us out just a little bit. Still waiting on a good rain to kind of freshen things up a little bit. Unfortunately, we're kind of getting to the backside of things for the most part. The vast majority of our cotton is finished for the year. We're seeing a lot of open bowls, both irrigated and what little bit of dry land that we have. In fact, most of our dry land is really starting to pop pretty good. There's a big question around the area as far as just how much of this dry land is actually going to be harvested. Each day that goes by, it looks just a little bit worse. Early on, we thought we got a handful of fields around here that, you know, may make a little bit, but as you drive around, you look at a lot of it, two, maybe three bowls on a lot of this stuff. So there's a big question as far as how much of it's actually going to get harvested. Really hoping, wishing we can make something out of it, but not just real sure. Irrigated crop, we're just really struggling to try and keep up with moisture on it. Wells are really starting to drop off right now. But hoping, you know, we can get a little bit of rain. Hurricane that's coming through right now. You know, none of that moisture is going to get up here. So guys are just watering what they can, really looking at starting to shut off water here in the next couple of weeks. Insect wise, you know, really not seeing anything right now. It's kind of like it's been most of the summer, not a whole lot out there. Spider mites here and there, these lingering flea hoppers hanging around. But at this point in time, they're really not much of an issue for most folks. Pulled pretty much all of our corn out, and kind of as we expected, yields were down dramatically. In fact, for the most part, yielded well below what we even expected. You know, we were looking for some pretty low yields, and they disappointed even beyond that. What little bit of sorghum we were going to harvest, we've got out of the field. There's an awful lot of sorghum out there that really didn't even head out. Head's kind of stuck in the boot, so we're leaving an awful lot of that out there. Otherwise, kind of a disappointing year right now, and we're just waiting on things to kind of wrap up, and we'll get strippers in the field. Otherwise, that's about all we've got in St. Lawrence right now. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.